Mahārāja Śrī chapter 14 entitled Pregnancy of Dhiti in Ime. Text number 22. Athāte kāmamekam te
Athāte kāmamekam te
Prajātyāya karavam yadam
Prajātyāya karavam yadam
Yathāmam nāti rocanti
Yathāmam nāti rocanti
Muhurtam prasipālaya
Muhurtam prasipālaya
Even though it is not possible. This sex desire. For the sake of children. Ravani,
Ravani,
let me do.
Alam,
without delay.
Yatha,
as.
Mam,
unto me.
Na,
may not.
Atirochanti,
reproach. Muhurtam.
A few seconds.
Pratipalaya.
Wait for.
Even though translation put forth by his commander, Sri Sukadeva Ramji Swami, Srila Prabhupada, even though it is not possible to repay you, I shall satisfy your sex desire immediately for the sake of begetting children. But you must wait for only a few seconds so that others may not reproach me. And repeat after me. Even though it is not possible,
to repay you.
I shall satisfy
your sex desire immediately
for the sake of begetting children. But you must wait for only a few seconds so that others may not reproach me. The henpecked husband may not be able to repay his wife for all the benefits that he derives from her. But as for begetting children by fulfilling sexual desire, it is not at all difficult for any husband unless he is thoroughly impotent. This is a very easy task for a husband under normal conditions. In spite of Kashyapa's being very eager, he requested her to wait for a few seconds so that others might not reproach him. He explains his position as follows. So today's text is touching on a very major theme which finds its roots in the Bhagavad Gita itself when Arjuna is asking Krishna, what is the root what is the cause of someone here in this new world who, although does not desire, does not willingly want to engage in certain activities, but seemingly by force of nature, as you know, that's in this present, then of course, kama, this word kama, which is coming up here in the verse, kama, desire. Desire, as the Ramana is saying, is actually the natural quality, natural character of the living entity. But the problem is perverted desire, impure desire, or as it is translated generally, kama, lust. Kama hita, krodha hita. When lust is not satisfied, then anger follows, and the Bhagavad Gita, the explanation is given how it leads to so many undesirable activities. So, when I was reading this verse earlier, I was trying to think what intelligent thing I should try to convey to our devotees this morning in the context of this particular lila, and in the context of the subject matter of, you could say, unlawful desire. It actually brings us back to some very fundamental principles. When I was reading the verse, the term, which is more commonly known, I think, in English, what is called the tug of war, to do or not to do, we are caught up in this material world due to the dualities. We are conditioned. We are embodied. Within this body, there are two agents, two elements pulling in different directions. Bhagavad Gita deals on the subject matter of the divine and the manya, the spiritual and material. Throughout history, I see from the beginning of creation, that tug of war, that struggle for existence, how to balance for those who are at least accepting the spiritual or divine dimension, how to balance the divine or the spiritual, and how to balance the material, because we are here in the material world. Well, we can trace this throughout history, even up to this day, this constant struggle between those who are on the spiritual side, spiritualists, and those who are more on the, what is called, humanitarian side, humanism. It's a very important theme, especially for us as devotees, because, I would say especially because we are coming down in the line of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as we know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he introduced the bhakti movement. We are part of the bhakti cult, the bhakti movement, where the emphasis is on developing our bhakti, devotional service, developing what is the constitutional nature. Krishna Bhakti, Nitya Siddha, Sadhya Kamunoi. That verse is nicely explaining that Krishna bhakti is our eternal, natural, constitutional position. But we are here in the material world having to deal with another dimension or another level, that is the material dimension or the material level. So sometimes we hear this argument presented that sometimes spiritual people, they are not practical. They are too much on the spiritual side and forgetting and neglecting. And very often that is an argument given by, let's say, ordinary people. Struggle, we can see even it is there in such great personality. Well, we see it actually. We see it also in the example of Srila Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva is the incarnation of God, of Godhead, who was entrusted to his literary incarnation, who was especially empowered to write down the Vedic literature. But he got caught up in this duality by Ramana Bhumavikyan, those of you who have read this pastime, Ramana Bhumavikyan pointed out that Srila Vyasadeva has given too much emphasis on the material side, not sufficiently described directly on the glories and the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And of course, as a result of this, the Srimad Bhagavatam, as you know, is written. So the point is that there is this, as long as we are here in the material world, there is this constant balance that we need to make between what is our primary duty and responsibility as a spirit soul who is engaging in devotional service, and at the same time taking up responsibilities that are there while we are embodied, as long as we are embodied. This brings up the whole topic or area of actually that is also mention one nice verse that is from the Smriti Shastra. Actually, struggle, this balancing act, we can find also between those who are primarily absorbed in the Smriti section of the Vedas and those who are too much absorbed in the Smriti section of the Vedas. And what is interesting is that Srila Prabhupada in one very nice purport of the seventh canto is reminding us and giving some nice quotes from both Sri Rupa Goswami and also from the Jagyavalkya Smriti, that both the Srutis are primarily dealing with, we could say, the divine, are dealing with the absolute truth, things that are directly related to the eternal quality and eternal constitutional position of the spirit soul. Whereas Smriti is dealing with many, many topics, many subject matters, various information for those who are especially here in the material world, embodied, and who have to deal with the material energy. This struggle is always there. We see in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains to Arjuna, Amai Vamcho Diva Loke Diva Bhuta Sanatana Mana Shastrani Indriyani Prakriti Stani Karasuti. As long as we are embodied, that struggle will be there, that balancing act. We as devotees have to become expert in balancing the spiritual and the material. And when we fail to do this, when we put too much emphasis, as we generally do, more on the material side, then a stream of sight suffering. And then, of course, when they say, is it possible to put too much emphasis on the spiritual side and neglect the material side? Yes. Dear Prabhupada explains that because of the whole conversation at some particular time in the context of implementing or following various rules and regulations or the whole system of Varnasrama that Prabhupada was discussing at some particular time, which Prabhupada was emphasizing the necessity and importance of implementing that so-called material system or material arrangement of Varnasrama. So there is a danger of not finding the proper balance between what we are generally attracted to, which is natural, the whole science of bhakti or devotional service, which is very strongly presented, very strongly preached by the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as mentioned before. We identify ourselves, and people in general, scholars for example, identify us as being part of and promoting the bhakti movement, with the emphasis on bhakti, devotional service. But at the same time, our acharyas, beginning from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and also Srila Prabhupada, point to the importance and necessity. It's very interesting, if you want to read this one or two verses, one of them is very well known, quoted very often by Srila Prabhupada. But before quoting that verse, which is given by Srila Rupa Goswami, I want to quote this other verse by the from the Jatibhagya Smriti. Very similar actually to Srila Rupa Goswami's verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So this Prabhupada actually makes the point that the Smriti section of the Vedic literatures are not to be neglected. They are not to be considered as unimportant. So the verse is as follows. Sruti smriti sadachara svasya cha priyam atmanaha samyak sankalpa dakkhamo dharmulam idam smritam. This is very important. Dharma Unam, Idam Sritam, is also connected with one very important verse given by Narada Muni. When Yudhisthira Maharaj was inquiring actually about the whole subject of Varnasrama, this purport is actually the purport of that particular verse. That's a very wonderful verse. And it goes like this: Dharma Unam, Hi Bhagavan, Sarva Vedamayo Havihi Smritamcha Sarvidam Radham Yena Chatma Prasiyati. Which means that the essence of dharma, so what is important here, and Prabhupada actually explains in the purport, dharma is at two levels, dharma of the spirit soul and dharma of the, dharma of the spirit soul, liberated spirit soul, and dharma of the spirit soul who is in a conditioned state. So, dharma mulam hi bhagavan, the essence of both, this is what is one of the points which is very important. The essence of both, spiritual activities and so-called material activities within the system of Varnasrama, while we are here in the material world, must be directed at satisfying or pleasing the Supreme Lord. So the verse that is there, Sruti Smriti Sada Sada, is indicating that actually all proper behavior will come when someone knows properly how to extract the essence of both sleeping and sleeping, which are meant to direct us, I think, to the same destination, which means serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Rupa Goswami reminds us of the same in his very well-known verse, Sruti, Sriti, Puranadi, Patsaratra, Vidhim, Vidha, I come to thee, Hare Bhaktir, Utpatayava, Utpatayava, Kavatate. So, one of the points I want to make, which is in the context of this particular lila or pastime, that devotees, one of the 26 qualities of a devotee is that he is daksha. Daksha means very expert. Devotees need to be calm, very expert in balancing what are simultaneously our spiritual duties and responsibilities and what are our material duties and responsibilities. And we must have, you know, in as much as one may have full faith in the Sruti section of the Vedic literature, one also has to have or develop full faith in the Smriti. One cannot neglect. Both are actually part of our Vedic literature. And actually that is connected with our fourth offense that we recite every day. The last one of Vedic literature. For literature is the presumed of the Vedic version. So these are points that we as we are known as the Krishna Conscious Society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So although our emphasis, as Srila Prabhupada has rightly identified, is Krishna, is devotional service, but we should not be afraid, we should not be doubting. Krishna warned Arjuna, when one doubts anything in relation to dharma, that spells trouble. Ashrata dhana purusha dharma sasya parantapa aprapyamam nivantapade mritu samsara vartani. When we doubt the basic principles that are there in dharma, that's why actually as devotees, our primary duty and responsibility, especially those who are more ruminantly inclined or oriented to Prabhupada, we all know, establish primarily establish our society to bring up or develop or collect a class or establish a class of Brahmins, with the understanding that those Brahmanas would be able to, like our Goswamis, what did the Goswamis of Vrindavan do? On the order of Lord Chaitanya, they extracted, isn't it, the essence of the Vedic literature. As a result of their very nice service, all of these wonderful writings of the Goswamis are coming. I'm sure Prabhupada has given all of this to us. So in the same way that the Goswamis of Vrindavan extracted the essence on the order of Lord Chaitanya of the bhakti element, that was actually their specific duty and responsibility to extract the bhakti element of the Vedic literature, it is also important that we extract, I would say especially from the Smriti section, those elements which are important and necessary for us who are here in the material world, who have to deal with the material energy. This is a very important instruction given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that as long as we are here in the material world, struggling or dealing with the more than material nature, then we must adopt the system that Krishna has given us. So in other words, we have this dual responsibility. we must understand Dharma on these two levels or two platforms. And unless we do that, we will not be successful in properly executing or fulfilling the mission of Sri Prabhupada. Sri Prabhupada, we all know, has given us all that we need to know, has given us all the instructions, which are always on both Shruti and Smriti. And unless we are able to imbibe and understand the essence of all of the instructions He has given us, then this mission that He has taken up, the mission of Guru Chaitanya, will not come out successfully. Of course, we know that the prediction is there and somehow or other one day. Even now, so many wonderful developments are taking place. However, we do know, especially those who are in various leadership positions within our society, that there are various elements or various aspects of Sri Prabhupada's instructions which we are still having to make a very strong effort in trying to understand how to implement or how to apply. That, of course, is in connection especially with the Vanasaram aspect, which was a very clear instruction given by Sri Prabhupada. So, this is the... actually, whenever we read one text from the Bhagavad Gita, we can analyze by looking closely at the various classes that Sri Prabhupada would give, because, you know, the folios, it's all written that from one text, so many different angles actually are to be analyzed, and Sri Prabhupada encouraged that we look at different angles of various instructions which are given so as to extract, someone would say, each verse and each word actually from the Bhagavad is full of so many different meanings. This morning I just wanted to touch on this aspect or this element of how we as devotees, actually not only those who may be in leadership position, all of us, we are having to deal with the same problem. All of us, we are having to deal with the duality of being here in the material world, the spiritual and the material element. It is very, very essential that we become more and more knowledgeable, and not only knowledgeable, but expert. One of the qualities, especially of a Brahmana, is that knowledge, not only does he cultivate knowledge, jnanam, but vijnanam is also essential. Not only should we have knowledge, but we should actually have what is called realized knowledge, practical knowledge, how to actually implement. So, we all know how Sri Ravindra Goswami, in his very nice prayer, Sri Chaitanya Mahavisam Stavitam Dengya Vipale Swayam Vipaparayam Devatam Swapana. We should always be praying to, especially the founder of Jaya of our society, to our Guru Parampara, to give us that ability to understand and imbibe actually their desire, their mood and their mentality in implementing and materializing on all its different levels and in all its different facets the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the next few days especially, it's just coincidental that I happen to be giving a class today, so it's a nice coincidence in the sense that we are our different leaders here in India are meeting in the next few days, and naturally, especially those in leadership position, Sri Prabhupada expected naturally that such individuals take on more responsibility and more deeply understand the purport from these various instructions that are there in the Shastra, and so that we make the Prabhupada, the vision of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in one nicely, and that the various challenges we all know, not going into any detail, that not only our society, international society, the Krishna consciousness, is having many, many very major challenges for the whole world presently. And the world is actually looking for leadership. Srila Prabhupada very much wanted that our Islam society provide such leadership at all the different levels. I will stop here, give a few minutes if there are any comments or any questions from the
One of the qualities of the jiva.
The question is lust the quality of the three modes or the quality of the jiva? The quality of the jiva is love. However, sometimes that word lust is also used in the spiritual context, but not having the same meaning as in the material context. Lust, when we generally speak of lust, material lust, that is self-centered. When we speak of spiritual lust, that is centered on Krishna. That is a different kind of lust. But for our purposes generally, Prabhupada makes that difference that the natural position and character quality of a living entity is to love. When that love becomes tainted, when it becomes covered, when it becomes impure, due to contact with the modes of material nature, it becomes lust. So we hear the descriptions and the reports and whatnot of individuals, all of us actually in the material world, who are still conditioned by the modes of material nature. We have lusty desires, what is called lustful desires, as in the verses explained here. So love is, we could say, purified lust. Just like Prabhupada explains also, that in the material world we speak about sex life. And that in some place Prabhupada explains in the spiritual world there's no sex life. But then in one purport Prabhupada explains that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has a whole purport and explanation on sex psychology. So it's like, if it's not in the spiritual world, why speak about sex psychology? So what is existing in the spiritual world, although sometimes the same terminologies may be used, the difference is that it is meant for the pleasure and satisfaction of Krishna. Whereas in the material world, all of our thoughts and activities, when connected with the modes of material nature, are centered on us. And therefore, it is not compatible to the spirit soul, because the spirit soul's natural inclination, quality, and the only way the spiritual can be happy is by serving Krishna. Yeah. Does that clarify it? How this lust is related to the three modes of material nature. Lust means satisfying yourself, forgetting about other people, especially forgetting about Krishna. Lust means you don't know what lust is. Lust means centered on oneself and influenced by sometimes the lower mode of passion, tamaguna or arjuna, or even mode of goodness. The if it is disconnected. See, anything, even the mode of goodness, some element of lust is there. See, because it is disconnected. That's why we must rise above even the mode of goodness to come to the mode of Siddhasattva. Pure goodness means connected with and for the pleasure of Krishna. So the simple definition is that lust is the mode of under the mode of material nature, or governed by the mode of material nature. Lust takes on different features, different characteristics, according to the influence of the mode of material nature. That's all explained in detail in the body. Any other questions? Yes, sir. How is it? Yes, many things appear to be contradicting because we have not properly understood. There's nothing contradicting. There's nothing. The idea, we need to understand the basic concept. Prabhupada did not want that we simply have brahmanas in our society. So Prabhupada wanted, did emphasize initially we pick up, you know, primarily people who can take up, especially preaching activities, and Prabhupada clearly, obviously, especially in the beginning of his movement, was searching for brahmanas, you see. And the idea is that with these brahmanas, the rest of society can be established, including kshatriyas, vaisyas, and shudras. But within the context of what is called daiti, varnasram, which means that everyone is a bhakta. So even somebody may be a brahmana, if there is a necessity to do some activity that normally would be done by a shudra, that brahmana will do it. You see, I mean, like cleaning or whatever. This is a very big topic. The idea is that the more we can understand Sri Prabhupada's desire to simultaneously, of course, you know, promote this idea of bringing and training brahmanas, simultaneously Prabhupada expected that we establish. Now everything that we do in the world has to be done very intelligently, based actually on Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, but also utilizing the aspect of time, place, and circumstance. That requires some expertise, and generally only personalities like Srila Prabhupada and a very elevated, spiritually advanced souls can adjust or deal with time, place, and circumstance. And that's why it is important for those who are in leadership positions, especially those who are meant to be cultivating this knowledge, these especially the brahmanas, we need especially those who are knowledgeable, who are meant to be more knowledgeable, to actually present these teachings of Srila Prabhupada in the context of varnasrama, and how to adjust, how to clarify these seemingly contradictions that sometimes, as we're mentioning right now, you know, for brahmanas, because sometimes that conception says, well, we're devotees, why do I have to do that? You know, so, but Prabhupada explains, you're devotees, we are Vaishnavas, it is not so easy to be a devotee. To be a Vaishnava, to be practicing bhakti, as we are meant to practice, it is not so easy. It means we are primarily very much still conditioned by the mode of material nature. Bhakti Mahaprabhu's instruction and the Acharya's instruction is, as long as we are conditioned, we have to adopt or accept the system of varnasrama. How we will implement it, because what we read in the Shastra, it seems like so difficult. You know, how we cannot just make a blueprint, but we must understand the basic principles. That's important. We must understand the basic concept and the basic principle, and then apply according to our present situation. So that requires some expertise. It requires that devotees be given a chance to know about what are these basic concepts, what are these basic principles, and sufficient time to digest all of this, and then begin to implement. Unless we begin to implement, we will never actually understand. So it requires that we do this methodically, you know, following the guidelines given by Srila Prabhupada and other acharyas. And then, initially some errors, maybe there will be there, but we have to learn by these errors as well. Again, this is a very big topic, but important point. One last question. To be good is to Lord Chaitanya has said that to be good is wrong, and to be bad is wrong. Right? Yeah. So what to do, huh? Hare Krishna, be happy. Because the so-called material goodness and the so-called material madness, what is bad, these are all relative. Of course, at the same time, that is why we must follow Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. See, what may be good for you would not be good for another one. Although it may be the same activity, you see. So Lord Chaitanya and our acharyas are pointing out that actually this so-called material goodness, devotional service, is above material goodness, material good and bad, you see. Just like in the Vedic literature, there are sections that if people are pious, perform pious activities, they get promoted. So they're good people, they're considered good people. But we consider that as bad. Because, you know, what is the good of being promoted anywhere in the material world? You know, how about giving the example of prison house? What's the big deal if I'm a third class prisoner and I become a first class prisoner? I'm still in prison, right? So this so-called material good and bad, we need to transcend. However, in order to transcend, we need to take the system that Krishna has given, which is the system of Anastam, which will help us to actually transcend even the whole system. But we should not prematurely think that we can transcend that system. We should first apply a perspective, understand it, then that will help us to actually transcend. Okay. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki, Jai Prabhupada Bhagavan Ki.
Microphones that don't work, eh?
It's not connected.